This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Now, I'm a very suspicious fellow, and I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio, and we are exceptional Americans here on Agenda 21 Radio, and so are you. You are exceptional American listeners. Thank you very much for your listenership, and of course, we are part of Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, dominating the airwaves digitally, and all around the fruited plains, I might add, from sea to shining sea. That is Red State Talk Radio. Number one with digital talk radio worldwide, and we're very, very happy to know that. We're deeply ensconced and embedded into digital broadcasting, which is the broadcasting of the future, and the future is now. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like we always say. Please visit our website, 821r.com. That is the shortcut for agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, like we said, a lot of things going on. Recovery, you know, I haven't checked into the Drudge thing lately, so let's go ahead and do that right now. I always kind of try and orient my... I've got a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about right now, including things going on in Virginia, California, and the hinterlands, and, of course, the Nebraska floods, which we first reported here a couple of days ago. Friday? Potential dam break, and then the dam breaks, and now we got isolate. We got all kinds of things going on. And, of course, dear old Oroville Dam, the blowback from our reportage of the leaks that are going on in front of the dam. I mean, right, the spillway's leaking. That is problematic because it's leaking at exactly the same spot in which the leaks occurred and blew out the back part, the spillway. Blew it out. Actually, people thought it was an explosion that caused the plates on the spillway to blow out. Well, they kind of blew out, but they blew out from back pressure. Pressure from the porting of water under high pressure aided and abetted the blowing out of the spillway. Now, it's kind of interesting the way that works because water pounding, as water runs down the spillway, water has an intense pounding effect. A lot of people don't know that. It's known as cavitation. And when water cavitates and pounds on the decking, and then you get a back pressure from behind the spillway, from water that's pushing against the spillway from the backside, then it acts like it blows up. And that's it can appear that way, but there were no explosions that caused the original problem of February 7, 2017. But it aided it. I mean, the aiding of water erosion was big. So we're going to be talking about that. I know I kind of let on a little too much, but I'd rather tease you with the big stuff, if you know what I mean. Anyway, please feel free to email me, paul@821r.com, or call-in lines 215-867-8255. In Block 2, the call-in line will be open. Block 2, that's after the next commercial break. We'll be opening up the call-in lines, and you're more than happy to call. 215-867-8255. Virginia Republicans asked Supreme Court to redraw districts. Washington. Virginia Republicans urged the Supreme Court to quash a lower court ruling that redrew 11 districts. 11 districts. Listen to this. In the Virginia House of Delegates, after finding their boundaries had been drawn to dilute the power of black voters. The racial gerrymandering case is important because the redistricting imposed by a three-judge panel of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern Division of Virginia could help determine which party controls the House in Richmond after future elections. Currently, parties standing in the chamber are 51 Republicans to 49 Democrats. Republicans also narrowly control the state Senate, where they occupy 21 of 40 seats. Starting to sound a little California-esque here. Precursor, right? Redrawing those districts. I wonder how that all happened. Let's get into this because I'm sure it's going to be a nice little lead-in tie-in to what was going on in California. Perhaps Virginia got Californicated. That's my point behind all this. Republicans led by Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, want to discard the court-ordered map and revive their old one. Democrats, on the other hand, prefer the new map. The case has made it to the Supreme Court twice before. Both times, Democrats prevailed. Republicans say the map abandoned by the lower court was approved with bipartisan and black leaders' support and was cleared by the Obama-era Department of Justice, which was enforcing the Voter Rights Act to guarantee that black voters were treated fairly. Despite this, the lower court found that black voters were bunched together in districts in a manner that unconstitutionally deprived them of representation. But this time, the justices may not even get around to considering the merits of the complex case. This is because the legal standing of the House to bring a lawsuit on behalf of Virginia is hotly disputed. So they're going to dispute standing here. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring, a Democrat, argues that the members of one of two chambers of the General Assembly have no legal right to speak for the Old Dominion and have usurped his authority to defend state laws in court. That's interesting, the usurpation business, huh? Well, this is kind of an interesting little struggle. During oral arguments on March 18th, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, seemed to agree with Herring's position. The Supreme Court would take a radical new step if it determined that a legislative chamber could participate in a lawsuit separately from the state, she said. Sotomayor suggested the House's claim that it was harmed by the district court ruling, which failed to fundamentally alter the institution, it was weak. It may change the membership of individuals, she said, but it doesn't change the process of the legislature. Justice Stephen Beyer wondered aloud if anyone had the legal right to challenge the district court ruling if the state's Democratic-controlled executive branch failed to do so. The governor won't, he said in reference to Governor Ralph Northam, because he likes it politically. So who will? Breyer asked if there was a way to challenge standing, and Virginia's Solicitor General Toby Heitens, representing Herring, replied, "I don't think the court needs to decide in this case. I'd like to decide," Breyer shot back to laughter from the audience. Responding to Justice Samuel Alioto, Heitens said, "No one is disputing there's a judicially cognizable injury here. But it is to the sovereign whose law was declared unconstitutional." And that sovereign is the Commonwealth of Virginia, not the House of Delegates, which is just one of the constituent parts of the state government. Wow, that's interesting. Stay with us. More to come. The drama continues on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, you can call in now. The call-in line is open. 215-867-8255. I've had some people say, I'll call in, I want to call in. All right, you can call in now. It's okay. It's absolutely okay to be a happy wanderer and call in here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so this whole Virginia thing about redistricting, and now it's in the Supreme Court. I'm bringing it on for selfish reasons because clearly the redistricting that went on in California was something that was clearly illegal as all get out. I mean, this whole process of, you know, manipulating the population and what went on here in California is something that's pretty despicable, actually. But it's something that we have to live with here in California, right? But, you know, it's kind of interesting about this whole case is in the Supreme Court. And you have a jurisdictional battle between the Commonwealth of Virginia and the House of Delegates, and they're saying who's got sovereignty, who's got standing, and the justice people in Virginia are saying that hey, It's the Commonwealth that has standing. It's not the House of Delegates that has the standing here. So therefore, their case is moot. That's really what they're saying. Merits of the case were brought about by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who seemed to defend the House's use of race in drawing the map. If the chamber allowed the black voting population in districts to drop all the way down to 50%, Kavanaugh said, lawmakers would get hammered from the other side for blocking black voters from having electorally significant majorities. I'm wondering why 55% is so problematic here, given that the states have to have some flexibility, he said. Sotomayor said evidence showed detailed racial sorting, sometimes so precise that lines divided streets between white households on one side and black households on the other. Race has to be the dominant factor when they're getting down to the nitty-gritty of what side of the street you live on, she said. Really? God. The nitty-gritty of racism here. That's just kind of interesting, isn't it? Where's that going to go? I say this because of the gerrymandering that has gone on in California with the Citizens Commissions on redistricting that it was developed and brought to you by, the Republicans, actually. It's a Republican that actually did this, brought about these two commissions, and then also the top two in California voting, right? Which eliminated the two-party system, effectively. Nice plan. It took 6-8 years to do this. And the California people have just gone and go, where'd that Republican Party go? And finally, there's so much disgust now with the Republican Party of California that it's just, in the Republican Party of California hates Donald Trump. You need to know that. They're a vicious, vile group of people who hate the president. Now, I don't care who the president is in the Republican side. If you're a Republican, you should be supporting the president. I could be Obama, right? I would think that even if it was Obama that was the Republican president, you'd support him, right? But no, not these guys. They hate Donald Trump. And I mean, it's hateful what's going on there. And I don't think you're going to get a lot of disagreement from the people that are the conservative nature. See, they're conservative. That's really the key thing. They're the people that are not conservative are the ones in charge of California's Republican Party. Therein lies the big problem, folks. That's part of the problem. That's the big part of the problem. So we have this situation in California where everybody's been gerrymandered, right? Right. Switching to some other subjects here. Crews worked to control fire at Texas Petrochemicals plant. This happened last night. Large fires at a Houston area petrochemicals terminal will likely burn for another 2 days, authorities said. Just all of a sudden, this big old petrochemical plant goes up. Thinking about evacuating large parts of Texas and all this stuff. Here's one. Bill could put Planned Parenthood hotline number on student IDs. There's another one I'm getting to real quick here. Poll, we got that one. Nebraska floods inundate military base. I'm going to come to that. House to modernize, but more than that, we don't want that one. Virginia to roll. Okay, probe. We got a probe. FAA. The oversight of the Boeing 737 began before the second crash, by the way, by the federal government. Escaped cow stops by Chick-fil-A while chased by police. I'm serious. You know, eat more cows, right? I like this one. This is the one I was looking for. I'm sorry I had to thumb through this, but I lost a little tab that I had to go directly to this story. This is the story I was looking for. And for those of you that didn't like the idea of Planned Parenthood being on student IDs, like I just mentioned, New Mexico City Council passes resolution in support of the unborn. It says a city council in the United States of in the U.S. state of New Mexico passed a resolution on March 14th declaring their jurisdiction a supporter of the unborn. The jurisdiction dubbed Resolution 19-28 or A Resolution in Support of the Unborn It was passed by the City Council of Roswell in a 7-1 vote, with one council member abstaining. Local pro-life activist group Abortion Free New Mexico said that the passage makes Roswell a city, a sanctuary city for the unborn. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. If you want sanctuary status, you know, then you better be prepared for what you get, right? California? San Francisco? Right? The Wanderer? The resolution declares that each and every innocent human life is unique and precious to God, and that innocent human life must always be protected and preserved. It also states that the protection of all human life is important to the people of the city of Roswell. You know, I know more than most about this thing, and I've, you know, in my studies, I used to teach anatomy and physiology, and worked on cadavers and worked on fetal cadavers as a study, as science, as learning. It's very, you know, I got to tell you, you learn, you know, when you work around and you do, you know, things with the dead. The you have to kind of get a grip of yourselves to begin with emotionally. It's kind of like, okay, I got to gear up for this because it's going to be a scientific study. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to learn about the human anatomy. I'm going to learn all these different details so that we're all better off and I can be a more effective teacher. You know, I need to know the difference between a femur and a sternum. I mean, they are bones, but, you know, they're different. They're different parts of the body, as are distal digits and trochanters, right? And, you know, ball joints, teeth, facial bones, cranial bones, septums, and, you know, livers, fascia, tensor fascia latae, you know, things like that, just some anatomical terms. You got to know where those things are at. What is a fascia? You know, what's pleurisy about? Why do you, what, when you have pleurisy, what's that about? What about pericardium? Cardiac tissue, squamous epithelial. The list goes on and on and on, right? Innominate, cervical from clavicle, from scapula. Just a few minor little details that you have to know. So I know I've held a fetus in my hand from a sign. It's brutal to think that anybody couldn't respect it and could abort it. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I have our first caller of the day. And yes, who am I talking to and from where are you from? Hello? I got somebody here. David, are you there? No, David, for you. Are you there? Okay, well, David's not there. Are you there? No, can't hear David, sorry. Okay, so we move on from David. Anyway, we're getting into this whole thing. I like the idea, actually. Wow, where'd that come from? The gremlins are amongst us, actually. The gremlins are amongst us. And when the gremlins are amongst us, we have to be aware, huh? Anyway, so you can call in, actually. The number is 215-867-8255. So we'll be watching for your phone calls. And it's kind of interesting. Got a lot of things going on. You know, people call. It's interesting. I love my citizen journalist. Aiding in a bit. Oh, this is good. Don't know. We're going to include some of that. Okay, so anyway, getting back to the original story here. Resolution 19-28, a resolution in support of the unborn was passed by the City Council of Roswell. Isn't that interesting? It says the resolution declares that each and every innocent human life is unique and precious to God. The new Roswell resolution appeared to be modeled after a resolution passed by the Lee County Board County Commissioners last month. So this must be an interesting little ditty going on here with the unborn as we know it in New Mexico. Now, I find it interesting. You think, you know, a lot of people think that New Mexico is like really liberal, and it's really not as liberal as people think. The resolution appeared to be modeled after the resolution passed by Lee County Both resolutions were response to New Mexico's legislature that was considering a measure to repeal an unenforceable statute criminalizing abortion, according to the Christian Post. What's that mean? An unenforceable statute criminalizing abortion. The repeal did end up passing the state house, but last week the New Mexico Senate stopped it in a vote of 18 to 24. The vote was a stunning victory for pro-life advocates, according to the Daily Signal. We'll see if we can get this David back with us. David, David, can you hear me and are you there? No? Are you there? Hello? Hello, caller. Okay, well, so much for that. So much for that caller. Forget it. It says, this is kind of interesting because it says the bill previously passed the House 40 to 29 margin, but Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, supported the bill and expressed her disappointment after the vote. The old, outdated statute criminalizing health care providers is an embarrassment. That removing it was even a debate, much less a difficult vote for some senators, is inexplicable to me, she said, according to the New Mexico Political Report. New Mexico has one of the loosest abortion laws in the country, according to LifeSite, and is home to the infamous late-term abortion facility, Southwestern Women's Options, according to the undercover video. It says Southwestern Women's Options commits abortions throughout the third trimester of pregnancy, in one case offering to abort a 37-week-old fetus for $17,000 and aiding the mother in getting on Medicaid in order to pay for it. President Trump pledged to protect religious liberty and freedom of the faith during the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington this February as he defended the sanctity of all life, including the unborn. Speaking to religious leaders in the 67th National Prayer Breakfast, Trump told the audience that he will safeguard faith-based adoptions in adoption centers and reiterate his pro-life stance. Meanwhile, in Kentucky, the state's Republican-led legislature on March 13th passed its latest measure to put more restrictions on abortion. Bracing itself for another legal fight, the legislation would ban abortion for women seeking to end their pregnancies because of the gender, race, or disability of the fetus. The GOP-dominated Senate voted 32-4 to send the bill to the state's anti-abortion governor, Republican Matt Bevin. Matt Bevin. There's nothing like a Bevin for you. Soon after the vote, the American ACLU of Kentucky sent out a message on Twitter. We will see the state of Kentucky in court again, and the threat will intensify an ongoing bitter legal feud. The ACLU already is embroiled in federal court fights challenging three abortion-related laws in the state. Bevin responded to the ACLU's latest challenge. Bring it. Kentucky will always fight for life. Bevin's running mate in his reelection bid for this year, Senator Ralph Alvarado, gave the opening remarks in support of the measure during the Senate debate on Wednesday. Now, I want to get back into this thing, Resolution 1928. Okay? This is the New Mexico one. We got to parse this out because I think it's pretty important we see this and we understand it. Is this in the future for New California, something like this? Or what kind of a political statement can New California make in this environment with this type of a resolution? I mean, I'm just saying. It says, regular meeting city of Roswell. This is a city council meeting. Now we're going to have to go through the agenda. I hate it when this happens, these agenda things. And they're important, by the way. These agendas. You got to have agendas for everything. They go through the opening ceremonies, Mayor Knight's announcement, non-action items, public participation on agenda items, public hearings, consent, bids and RFPs. Are okay, resolutions. Resolution 1916, weeds. The resolution shall mandate the cleanup. Okay, see, this is the kind of stuff. Then where's the other 1928, this is supposed to be. Ah, here we go. It's on the agenda. No, it's not. Where is 1928? request. No agenda for you. I don't see a resolution 1920. It's got to be here. See, this is the thing. When you go through these resolutions, you got to really dig deep. It's not on the agenda. Where is it? Well, it's got to be here. It's here. Agenda abstract. Okay, it's down in one of these object. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I read your agenda wrong. I don't know why I'd read it wrong. I mean, there's just so much to it, right? Fees, agenda, organization. This is all legalese for laws and regulations. Everybody wants a regulation. Article 3, Section 4, 5, 8, and 9. Here we go. Come on, where is the resolution? See, this is they make you waste time, airtime, valuable airtime on Agenda 21 on radio, I might add. Ah, annexation of territory. That's a different thing. What is that? Is that a resolution? Doesn't say. No methods, methodology, planning, zoning. All these zoning little things going on. Everybody's got to make a law, right? Everybody's got to understand how these things work. Definitions, rules, and interpretations. See, I got to thumb all the way through this. I am not going to do this anymore. I just believe that it's there. That's all I can tell you. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Automotive vehicles. Let's go to 28. Article 8, Section 1. No, it's not there. Okay, so all this time I've wasted, but you've kind of gotten a little bit of an education on how these things work when you get to these resolutions. My God, this thing's amazing. This is not a state meeting here on this resolution. See, this is where you get into these things where they're making a government, right? They're making government. And when they make government, they make all these crazy laws, don't they? Anyway, so that I find it interesting that they've come up with a resolution sort of making Roswell a sanctuary city against the abortions. Doesn't it make sense? I mean, if you want to talk sanctuary cities, let's use it to our benefit. Sanctuary Second Amendment counties, by the way, are popping up everywhere. That makes the left go crazy. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Trump to nominate Washington lawyer ambassador to Washington to Mexico. That's kind of interesting. There's another story here. It came across the screen, and I've now switched to guns. Too close for missiles, so I'm switching to guns now. And this was something I've now switched over. Back over to Epoch Times, because I think they have a story, too. Oh, advisor under former presidents Obama and Clinton takes his own life. This is something that flashed up, and it was on another news outlet. Let's see if we've got it caught up here. Here we go. President Barack Obama, in the picture that's shown here, is shaking the hand of Alan Krueger as he announces him as chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. This is back in August 29th, 2011. Whoa. Aha. All you deep staters in Q, are you listening? A former economic advisor to former President Barack Hussein Obama and William Jefferson Clinton reportedly killed himself over the weekend, said his family on March 18th. Alan Krueger, just 58, served in the last two Democratic administrations as chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor under Clinton and as head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors for Hussein Obama. His family didn't elaborate on the cause of death or other circumstances surrounding his death. Greg IP, I can barely begin to tally all the groundbreaking insights Alan Krueger brought to labor economics. Okay, not just an outstanding theorist and empirist, whatever that is, empirical thinker. He worked tirelessly to apply his and the discipline's insights to policy and real world problems. Princeton University is saddened to share that Alan Krueger, James Madison Professor of Political Economy, passed away over the weekend. That's a tweet. It is with tremendous sadness we share that Professor Alan B. Krueger, beloved husband, son, brother, and Princeton Professor of Economics, took his own life over the weekend, his family said in the statement. Krueger was a prominent economics professor at Princeton. He had taught at the university since 1987. The family requests the time and space to grieve. He was survived by his wife, Lisa, and their two children. Obama issued a statement on his death. He saw economic policy not as a matter of abstract theories, but as a way to make people's lives better, Obama wrote, or reported to NBC News. He believed that facts, reason, and evidence. James Wolfers, or Justin Wolfers. It's hard to believe that Alan Krueger is dead. He was a hero to me, a great economist. Okay, all I'm doing is fueling the fire for all of you tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Why did he take his life? Another Obama official, Jared Bernstein, who served as chief economist for Vice President Joe, can you hear me, Biden, wrote that Kruger believed that if you want to know the answer to something, sometimes you have to go out and get the data yourself, something very few economists do. All right. So something's fishy. We're fishing. We're fishing. We're fly fishing. Added Lisa Cook, an economist and White House aide for Obama. I cannot believe my friend, CEA colleague, and extraordinary economist, Alan Kruger, has passed away. His contributions to the field of blah, blah, blah. It's hard to believe that Alan Kruger is dead, tweeted Justin Wolfers. And Lisa D. Cook also had the same sentence. Same picture, by the way. Same sentiment. So, okay, so he takes his life. Why now? Come on, let's fuel it. Why did this economist who worked for, an economist, think about it, who worked for Obama and for Clinton, why did he take his own life? I mean, dying's one thing, but taking your own life along the road to death is another kind of statement, isn't it? It says a lot about everything, and this is why I say this was one of those flashing objects that I looked at. Lake Elsinore, California, tens of thousands converge on California poppy apocalypse. Yeah, the hills are ablaze, literally in California right now with all the rain and everything. I mean, it is just spectacular out, all the aluminum oxide, all that. Tens of thousands converge on poppy apocalypse. This is from Lake Elsinore. Like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, the Southern California city of Lake Elsinore is being overwhelmed by the power of poppies. Poppy power. This is not opium poppies. It's California poppy. I guess you could make opium out of it, I guess. Anyway, they got a lot of pictures of what it looks like to have this bloom going. And by the way, everywhere you go, I mean, it's just, there's flowers everywhere. The world is alive with flowers in California. Why? Because the drought is over. And Oroville Dam is leaking, leaking, leaking. Soon to be really leaking like a sieve. That's really what's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be really, really upset by it, but it is true. It is absolutely true. $1.1 billion down the drain, or down the Feather River. Because that's where this is all going to go. All the concrete mixture. $1 billion worth of concrete wasted. Roller compacted concrete. It's leaking as it was leaking before the leak. In other words, before the disaster of February 7, 2017, when the hole popped out, it's leaking again. And it's leaking from the same spot caused by the same problem. They did not fix the original problem. And the other part that they did not fix is the gates, the headworks, the tendons, and so on. Potential disaster. It's either going to happen now or it's going to happen in the years ahead. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, California GOP Representative Devin Nunes, who has opened a $250 million lawsuit against Twitter alleging that the social media company negligently failed to remove defamatory and malicious tweets against him and his family, told Fox News on Monday that the lawsuit will be the, quote, first of many. Appearing on Fox News Hannity, Nunes said he was going after Twitter first, because they are the main proliferator of fake and slanderous news. The case we're basically making is this was an orchestrated effort. So people were targeting me. Oh, really? Let's see, we're going to try and chime in here on this, and if they don't have a commercial, we should be able to get it. We're not going to get it. Anyway, this is something I think is rather relevant to our look at what's going on with Nunes, and it's not going to happen. Anyway, so why not push back when they're giving you, when they're putting out malicious information about you, right? I think it's a fair thing. And they should take it down. But, you know, when you're in the Star Wars commercial or Star Wars scene, yikes, yikes, yikes. That's something else to think about now, isn't it? The Star Wars mentality of everything going on.
Hours ago, former Intel Committee Chairman Congressman Devin Nunes filed a $250 lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, alleging the social media negligently failed to remove defamatory and malicious tweets about the congressman and his family. Twitter is declining comment tonight, but here to talk about this.
There you go. Bummer. Lawsuits are coming for Twitter, actually, and Facebook. And, of course, Facebook already knows that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, the state for you. We have a convention coming up May 17th and 18th. You want to be there. Great speakers, great program. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.